Hello and welcome to Hot or Not, Up Late. It's not really, it's released at the same time, but we're in the dark. We're recording this at night and it feels good because...
There's mood lighting, you got a candle going, mate. It's musk flavoured.
Yeah.
What is musk?
It's the stuff that you eat, the pink sticks.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
How many could you eat? Could you eat a whole packet?
Oh, back in the day, I could go through. If in the party bags and stuff, I'd eat everyone's. I'd go into everyone's party bag and eat the musk sticks and the big bosses and the sherbets and the fizzos.
You just...
I'm a guzzle guts. I'm a sugar guts, yes, but mum makes candles and she made us this musk.
Really?
One. And
homemade?
Yeah, she actually made us cream, actually. We got some Jimmy Choo, I think it's like moisturizer or something. It's funny as. She's just out the back in the bungalow just... What else like Walter White.
What else are you mixing up out there?
Meth. I think she's the biggest meth dealer in Jacana.
Imagine that was the truth.
Oh, we'd be fucking loaded. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
You definitely know.
There'd be
a jacuzzi next to the pool.
Well, there's actually something else in the candles. You know what I mean? That's just.
I'm feeling a bit woozy. Anyway, it's Friday for you at the time of listening and. I hope you had a good week. It's a short week because we had Labor Day here in Victoria and it's been a hot couple of days and fucking hell.
Four-day work week. You like that?
Yeah. I feel like that should be all the time. I reckon two-day work weeks. They should be.
Jam everything in.
Work 14-hour days.
Just holidays all the time.
Well, yeah, a little bit. I feel like, you know, you can work so hard and, you know, and have this hustle and stuff and then you're like, I could just chill out and just...
It goes in waves, isn't it?
You know, and just watch a bit of Chuck on TV, you know?
It doesn't go in waves.
It's just like, why even do anything? I just want to sit here and eat Kinder chocolate and watch TV.
I got home after recording this knowing that I don't have any chocolate at home.
I reckon you're going to stop off on the way home, aren't you? 7-Eleven.
It's too late now.
Cheeky super boost and maybe a little twirl or something.
Nah, it's too
late. What's your chockey of choice if you go into 7-Eleven and say if you had a spare $4 or maybe $7 now?
Cash in my pocket.
Yeah, you're getting a cherry ripe, you're getting a boost bar, I reckon.
Probably a boost bar.
Yeah.
It's probably the
one. You love boost, don't you?
I don't buy many singular bars of chocolate.
But that you do.
No, I wouldn't say in 2024.
Yeah.
The only chocolate I've bought outside of a big block.
Big family ones that you always get.
Big family blocks.
Yeah, one a day.
Has been a Freddo for Matilda.
Oh.
But I have.
Thinking of others. That's unlike you.
Yeah, but you. And then even last year, I reckon the only type of chocolate bar I bought was a Boost.
Have you had the Smarty block yet?
Yeah, I've had a Smarty.
Could be the best block of chocolate. Chiquito's really good, but Smarty block, I have dreams about it. It is the best block of chocolate you can get. You don't reckon? You're about to yawn.
I don't like the mix up. That much.
You don't like the mix up?
No, I like Cadbury Dairy Milk Family Block.
Oh, we'll get into
it. Or Caramello or Strawberry.
Yeah. Strawberry. You're a big pink guy, aren't you? Top Deck. Like Big M, you love a Strawberry Big M, don't you?
Don't remember last time I had a Strawberry
Big M. But that was your favourite growing up, wasn't it?
I probably like it.
I know so much about you.
If I had one now, I'd probably like it.
Like back in the MySpace days when you used to do all the Q&As and what's Rob's favourite milk? You go, Strawberry Milk.
I never would do that. Huh? You got some thank yous for today?
Look at you trying to take control. I know it's 9:12 right now and you're trying to anchor the show, aren't you? You tried to make yesterday's episode a bit shorter because you were moving things on and then we just got stuck talking. And then you were like, fuck, this episode's gone for 11 minutes.
And I thought, fuck, we've still got another one to record, huh?
Hey, we love this episode and we wouldn't shortchange you. We're here for your entertainment. I feel like lately I've just realised I'm born to serve.
Is that right?
As soon as I was born, I was like, you need to start serving people, you know, whether it's through entertainment, through hard labor, through whatever.
That's why you were a waiter.
That's why I was a waiter. Honestly, I reckon
born to serve.
One of the best bartenders going for about 3 years.
You
underappreciated.
Bartenders of Melbourne, you got nominated, didn't you?
No, I wrote it on the board out the front of the union.
Really?
It got everyone going. They were like,
what did it say?
No way. 2017 Bartender of the Year, Lachlan Bradford, work on shift or something.
Really?
Yeah, something like that.
That's funny.
On Union Road, put it out there.
And everyone, people come
I just took a photo for the socials and that, and everyone was loving it because they're like, who's this funny guy who works at the Union?
Who's funny?
Would you say I'm a funny person?
I used to think you were funnier.
Yeah.
Now I've seen through all your jokes. So other people find you funny.
Yeah.
And I think it takes you a little bit longer now to really get me laughing.
Yeah, because you're very hard to crack.
No, but it's because it's
you're
like,
coming from a real...
I've heard
you. I need to pick you up.
I've heard your material before, mate. You know what I'm saying?
I can get you sometimes, though, when you're expecting an answer and sometimes I'll go the other way. Or Or I'll cross the line.
Not as much anymore. We've done a lot. We've spent a lot of time together. And in a setting,
yeah.
I'm happy to give you free giggles to allow
Work the room.
Work the room, yeah.
Charm them.
Yeah, I'm happy to let them think you're funny.
Yeah.
And I'm going, fuck.
That's straight out of the handbook.
And then me and you just went on the train home afterwards, you're going, fuck, let you have that joke, didn't I?
Sometimes I know that you'll use some of my material too. Like, I've said it to you before or you've overheard it and you'll try and get in before it and then people will be like, fuck, did Rob must have come up with that cool joke. But it's like,
you reckon I'm stealing your jokes?
Yeah, I have a few times. Stories and stuff, you try and butt in because I feel like I need a handball and give you some though because you need it.
Oh, right.
You can't really think of it.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Look at you, yeah. You get so defensive. Hey, we were going to punch on this week, let's be real. When we're playing golf on Monday, you were cheating a little bit and I was like, hey, bro, starting to pull you up. And then you had that look in your eye like, don't question me. I'm not getting a 9 on the first hole. I don't care what you say.
I don't care what you say.
You're straight up cheating.
Introduce a new rule before we've even talked about it ever. We never talked about it ever. We've played, how many rounds together have we played?
Yeah.
How many?
Yeah.
Never.
Oh, heaps.
Yeah. Never have been
that. A 2-stroke penalty for
never,
that
never ever have we even played that.
That is real, but it doesn't matter. Yeah.
But you didn't take it later on in the round.
Yes, I did. I took every shot that I had to take, bro.
Wasn't even close, bro.
I claimed all of my out of bounds ones. Like, I don't know. For the listeners at home,
I don't think I even think I played that well. Still took 13 shots.
Before you cut me off, for the listeners at home who've played golf and understand, when the ball goes out of bounds, are you allowed to hit it or not? You put 1 foot over the fence. It was out of bounds and you've claimed it.
No, but I never actually, when I actually did hit it, I was 2 feet inside the fence.
The ball was out. You know it was.
It was on the
look,
fence
you're looking
line.
At me. You're
on the
look
fence
at your,
line.
I know when you're lying.
It's on the
I don't
fence
care.
Line.
I'm going to push it because you're a fucking Matt Maguire. Straight up liar.
It was on the fence line, mate.
Nah, you're a cheat. And then Ando was like, well, fuck, Rob's cheating. I'll cheat too. I'm like, why am I the only one taking proper drops and shit?
Oh, mate. How many
so no wonder why you have low scores. You don't fucking count
them. How many balls did you lose?
I lost about 4. But at least I counted them.
Huh?
You just say,
I lost one ball for the day, mate. It was the first shot off the first tee.
Yeah,
yeah, it was pretty disappointing. After waiting 4 hours to tee off,
yeah,
the longest round of our life. The people in front of us, I reckon,
is that acceptable?
Nah,
coaching and umbrellas and
they took 15 minutes. The first, we'll wrap it up because people don't really. So for people who don't,
it's
like
interesting
golf,
to us. Who cares?
It's 250 meter long hole,
yeah,
and they took 15 minutes to do the first 100 meters,
yeah,
and we were already behind on the tee time.
And the kits that they were wearing was like straight out of the pro shop,
yeah,
like
fully
$5,000 kits each,
out,
yeah.
Brand new clubs, wearing the umbrellas. Doing a million practice swings.
Wrong day, love. No.
And they were like, oh, hopefully they just play 9. Like, we were stuck for them the whole time. They played 18.
Four hours and
40 minutes to play 18 holes.
Mish takes about 20 practice.
37 degree
even though
heat.
He wasn't there.
37 degree heat.
But Kim, you
Still enjoyed playing, though.
Still enjoyed. And you didn't wear the polo, which is a bit disappointing.
I wore a polo.
You are at the Jacana Valley Social Club. Don't worry about
it's
that.
Beautiful.
Latest member.
Latest
but everyone's just got to stop talking about Ando, who our friend Jamie, who plays with it, because he's shit.
Yeah.
He's straight up trash.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Oh,
there's a lot of talk in the group chat for number 4. Yeah, you know, you're sitting 4 in the rankings, 4 out of 4.
Yeah.
What's going on, bro?
Where are you?
I'm sitting, I reckon, 2nd.
Really?
Yeah, because Mish doesn't have a driver now, not that he ever used it, but I just think I've got a big range.
Yeah, yeah.
I hit birdies and stuff. I just feel like Mish is boring, safe, 110 player. That's not that sexy, is it?
Huh? No, it's not.
I feel like if you come watch me play, it's like, fuck, at least he attacks the pin.
You're saying you're putting bumps on seats.
I'm putting bumps on seats. So if you've got nothing to do, I'll let you know next time I'm playing golf and you come down
bring
and watch
the crowd.
Me.
You'd really decide.
It's pretty fun. If people got to experience a round with us, I feel like they would laugh. They'd be like, these boys have incredibly thick skin. I reckon people would be shocked at the trash that we talk on the golf course.
Really?
I played with Rourke, who I've never played with before, but he spoke a little bit of a big game.
But not much.
First shot off the tee for him, bro, it just went about 10 metres. And he said to me, he goes, after that, because I've never seen him hit it, he's like, you must have thought I was trash.
Yeah.
He ended up beating me by like 5 shots, but yeah.
It's not uncommon though, is it?
It's not uncommon, but I putted well. I just can't hit. The irons. Right. Anyway.
Harrison, thank you.
Is it enough golf talk?
Let's get into the list, please.
Get into the list. So thank you to Shelley Johnson, Boldside, who's absolutely killing it on LinkedIn lately and with her workshops and just everything. Good friend of the show, isn't she, Rob?
Yeah, she is for sure.
Dylan Caton, thank you very much. Dancy5, he's got flushing a drive off the first tee in front of a crowd.
Would be hot. Wouldn't know what it looks. Wouldn't know what it feels like.
Hey, Kay Hicks 101, give her a follow. Robbie's mum doing some good things in and out of school. Miles Matho, thank you very much. I haven't heard that name before, so
thank you for being you.
But he didn't make the list.
He made the list. That's how it works around here.
He's not probably going to listen anyway, but he had stickers on a car.
I don't mind that.
A bit boring. What else we got? Mikey Foden. He wanted getting friends backstage.
I like that.
Yeah, but we've done it before. Leisure Lizard, LNP, which he said it was something to do with politics. I just can't remember now. Shreddy Eddie. Thank you very much, brother, but you didn't make the list this week, even though we love you. CTP, double underscore. Thank you very much. Did not make the list, I don't think. Fiona Marie Mraz, few good suggestions this week. Love your work. Love saying that name. Who else have we got? We got Sorbet Weather.
Made the list.
Made the list this week and always love his suggestions. He's always the king. Frederick Mundell. She's just said funny business.
Hot.
Can't get any hotter than that, Frederick. You know that. Chris GW. Didn't make the list this week, but appreciate your support. Richie Mal did make the list this week. List.
Well done.
He's tall as Richie Mal. He's a very tall guy. Captain Freestyling. I like his suggestion, but we've done it before. Getting drunk at business parties. Getting slizzard. You tend to let go of yourself a little bit at work parties and stuff, don't you?
Every now and again.
Unbutton the pants and have a good time. M. Hicks, your wife.
Made the list.
Made the list because it kind of had to. You were just like, yeah, put that on the list. I was like, oh, do we really? Do you have a story?
Gives me something to talk about.
Do you have a story? Hey, Em, I love how you made the list.
Yeah, I love my wife.
Tricks 13, good stuff. You made the list.
Well done.
All right. Should we get into it?
Yeah, please.
Shall we? Look at you. Yawning, please. Yawning. Don't yawn. Don't yawn.
Don't bore me.
Don't bore me. All right, number one on the list, bumping emails. Do you like this, hot or not?
I think sometimes it's an acceptable thing to do. I don't mind it.
Business version of a nudge on MSN.
A little bit. People can get things get lost in the inbox. A lot of emails come through on a daily basis.
I forget.
Yeah, it's hard to stay.
I look at it, I read it, and go, fuck, I need to get back to that.
It's not a text, but like every now and again, hey, just following this up.
Yeah.
Aloud.
Just following this up again.
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 Hey, still here.
Still here.
Here if you need. Here if you need.
Just letting you know I exist. And
you like it?
I just need some communication.
I think a follow up's a good thing. Otherwise, you get stuck in the email back and forth.
It actually works. Unless you're trying to sell me something on like LinkedIn where you're giving me this big ass.
Oh, I hate
like
that.
Like long slab texts or even emails where they're real cold and they're real long.
Yeah.
That's when I'm just saying, hey,
it's too much.
Please stop bumping that because I'm not into it.
No more bumping.
Not that. I reckon if it's just a cold business outreach and you're bumping, wrong. It can't be no cold bumping.
I agree.
You know, it has to be existing relationships and
fair
people
enough,
who you know.
Enough,
yeah.
That's fair. I'd say I think it's hot.
Yeah, hot. You like my take on that?
Yeah, I do. I think that's fair.
Feel free to share that at parties next time.
Take that and say it's mine. Yeah. Here's something that I come up with.
Hey, guys, have you ever thought about this?
Yeah, yeah.
Next on the list, music demos. I put this on the list because I was thinking about it today after going through the Smashing Pumpkins album, Adore, which they released like a 5-disc whatever of all their old demos and how they made it. And it's like, it's pretty cool because I feel like businesses who do behind the scenes and stuff, you want to see where things are tracking. Almost like love listening back and seeing how things were actually made. Like when we were writing our songs with shorts and doing that, it's like some of the demos actually sound way better than the end product because it's like that was kind of how we wanted it to be, but it changed shape for the better because it sounds bigger.
Could we play any live?
There could be a show coming. Who knows?
Really?
Who knows? There could be a show coming.
Could you sing
a chorus? Would people want to come see us live? Come see me sing? I'm not going to sing now. You got to have that element of surprise.
You got to pay. Is that what you're saying?
You got to pay.
You don't even sing. You got to pay.
$40 on the door.
$4.
40. Oh. 40 or something like that.
I'd come for $4.
Would you come for $4? Open mic night?
$40, I'd be. I hope it comes with food. Oh, you know?
Please.
At least get a bowl of chips and a drink,
a couple of chicken nuggies.
I'm going to say music demos.
You like listening to them? Like Mac Miller demos and that.
I like demo tapes, yeah. I don't mind people.
Like the rapper demo tapes.
Yeah, they put out things. Not an album. They're demos or whatever.
Well,
I like that.
Similar shit. It's like not as polished early stuff.
Fan.
Because I feel like people want to see all the notes and stuff on how people built stuff. Like South Park, how good was going back and watching how they made all their episodes and shit?
Never seen that.
Haven't you?
No.
They're making a South Park on YouTube.
No, never.
Honestly, do yourself a favor. If you're listening at home, go do it.
Weird thing to like, no, I've never.
What, demos? It's just early stages of an idea.
The South Park concept.
It's hard to talk with music with you because you just give me the look of moving on. But it's like, Need to talk about it.
Oh, art, man.
It's not that, but I just a little bit of respect.
It's the making of the art.
Just look into my eyes and shut the fuck up, huh?
I'm respecting.
I'm trying to talk about something, you know?
I'm listening.
But you're just giving me the yawn. Whenever you talk about your shit, I'm just going to start fucking yawning now.
I didn't yawn. Yeah. I said I liked the demos.
You're just giving me the...
I think it's hot. I'm saying hot.
Your eyes are rolling in the back of your head. You're giving a cheeky smirk now because you know it's true.
You made us talk about the Pitch Music Festival yesterday. You had another music thing about this. It's not a music podcast, mate, you know?
Well, it's one fucking suggestion. I don't know. If people resonate, let me know. I like it. Whatever. Next on the list, your wife's suggestion had to make it on the list. You had pretty much a gun to my head with the pen.
Yeah, because she listens every episode. It would make a big difference to our relationship.
I feel like it would. She's like, oh, you use my suggestion.
Oh, you
this
listen
week.
To me. Yeah.
Well, hers is chocolate bits in ice cream. And is there a story to it?
Do you like this or not? Do
I
you
love like anything in ice cream? Fucking yes.
See, I'm not a fan.
Like the flakes and that. Oh.
Yeah, but. I prefer if it's chocolate fudge.
What about the little Freddos in the ice cream cake?
Don't like it because the ice cream.
You're fussy.
The ice cream's too cold.
Oh,
no, the chocolate's too cold. Oh. The way I like to eat chocolate is I like it a bit
sludgy,
bit melty. Yeah. It doesn't have to be in the fridge.
In the back of the car type.
I prefer
of
it. Yeah, it's like
melting in the boot.
It's on your hands when you're eating it.
So you lick melty. Your fingers. That's when you know it's been a good chocky.
Yeah, for sure.
When you're licking
and when
your
you have it in ice cream.
Yeah,
it's. Almost hurt your teeth. It's so hard.
But who cares?
Huh?
You're eating ice cream.
I don't really like chocolate ice cream and I don't like chocolate bits. I like cookies and cream ice cream and I like chocolate fudge, like so melted.
Have you tried like that flaky stuff, like that light little...
I don't like that either.
Oh, I'm thinking about it now.
It's chocolate. It's pretty much flake chocolate.
Flaky,
I don't like that.
I love that. Like twirling a fucking ice cream.
Yeah. It sounds like I should.
Yeah.
It sounds like things that I think would mix for me, but it's it just doesn't mix.
What about Milo ice cream? Oh, bro, that used to be. Now that I think about it, I used to have that all
the time.
Little
chocolate bits.
No, just like Milo on top of vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, I used to do it, but I didn't love it. Really? Even now, look, I'd prefer to have a.
I haven't had that
plain
in years.
Bowl.
I'm gonna have one. French vanilla, French bean, or whatever.
I've been getting vanilla bean.
That's
French
the best. That's the best shit with the black little dots in it.
Yeah, we've been getting some vanilla bean.
That's when you know it's fancy. You can just add it. It's like cooking. Yeah, you just add a few spices and shit, and everyone's like, "Fuck, that's good."
That's pretty good.
It's all an illusion, isn't it? All this shit that doesn't taste like anything, but they're all different colours and that, huh? People go, oh, it's
herbs
good
and
texture.
Herbs and spices is an illusion. It's not.
It is. It's just people just put shit on a plate sometimes.
Don't be afraid to use something you're cooking, mate. Yeah.
That's what we realised, like our friend Hamish, when we lived together and that. He used to cook the most bland food, didn't he? He still does.
No flavour.
I eat some plain chicken and corn.
I feel
prison
bad.
Food.
I feel bad for Liz, yeah. He cooks up these meals and you just think, what's he done here?
He should actually start a cooking channel. I reckon people would roast him in the comments.
The bland chef, right?
Here's what we're just adding a little flavourless butter.
Anyway. Tiny pinch of salt, no pepper.
Boring. Chocolate bits in ice cream can't get hotter.
Not
I reckon.
Hot for me.
All right, next on the list, tie-dye clothing.
I reckon you have to kick this off.
I like tie-dye. I made my own t-shirts, the scoop necks and beanies and stuff. It was my look for a while.
Bring it back.
Yeah, but it wasn't like the dreadlock tie-dye. It was more like the...
Pastel colour.
Pastel-y tie-dye, yeah.
You should bring it back.
I still rock the beanie every now and then.
I know. I'm not saying it's...
Did you like it when I used to go out and wear all the tie-dye stuff to Ding Dong Lounge and Fab Bar? Everyone was like, who's this fucking rock star?
Yeah.
That's why you always used to want to come out with me because you're like, fuck, he looks... He looks like Hollywood.
Yeah, I made this t-shirt myself.
The bartender's like, was that my two wet pussy shots, sir? No, I made this. I was proud.
Yeah, I'm going to say not hot.
Not hot? You don't like anything with patterns and colour, though, do you? You're very black and white.
Yeah. Tie-dye's aggressive.
It's very hippie. What you wear says a lot about you, you know?
I know.
You with big brands and logos and colours, you hate that, don't you?
Yeah.
It's because you want attention for the right reasons. You want people to look and go, that cut, that black, like, tee, he just looks cut and sexy rather than, like, he wearing that big Hurley top?
Rather than wearing leopard pants and a tie-dye T-shirt.
Give me some attention.
Who wore that? Who wore leopard pants and a tie-dye T-shirt?
Me.
Yeah.
Just making sure everyone saw me in Vegas.
Don't stress, mate. Everyone, it's hard to miss you. You're flashing neon lights.
Mr. Personality, what are you making up for? I'm going to say hot. I'm just going to say.
You're allowed to be happy.
All right. Next on the list, IG Explore page, Instagram Explore page.
Mine's covered in golf content at the moment.
Is it?
Everything is relentless. Like, I and it rotates between if I'm like for a while there, Aths was, I watched a lot of running content.
Mm.
So like every video was like
high jumpers and that.
Yeah, like here's how you get better off the blocks. Yeah. Or here's how to run a bend on the 200. And I was like, fuck, I'm glad it's moved to golf.
Yeah.
Surfing still gets a go in there, but like it's crazy. You can just find so much stuff. I don't actually scroll through.
I found it weird. You're a explore nothing. Scroller.
Yeah.
I never, ever look at the explore page
all the time.
But I find that weird because you don't even look at any of our like your friends' stories or anything like that, but you go look at like random.
It's like the internet to me.
Yeah. That's like a Twitter thread.
I watch YouTube, gives me the algorithm on YouTube, and I watch Twitter in the algorithm.
Mm.
So I don't follow people. Just
look You're at a stalker.
The algorithm, and I don't.
But if you're wondering if Rob's looked at your profile, he probably has.
No, the truth is, I probably haven't.
Yes.
Being rude, like I haven't. Even on Instagram, like
yeah,
unless it pops up in the first two photos on the normal homepage,
I don't know
if you've posted.
So you never even
scroll. I don't scroll down the homepage and I don't watch stories on Instagram, but I watch the explore page.
What about my stories and stuff?
I watch yours, yeah.
Just it's like your first four people on your thing. That's insane.
How crazy is that?
That is insane. But you look at the explore page all day. Spend a lot of your time on the explore page.
I'll spend a lot of time watching.
Consuming just random shit.
Yeah.
Because I've always found like you've always like, oh yeah, I saw this. And I was like, where the fuck did you see that?
On the explore.
Yeah.
On the algorithm.
Yeah.
That's the internet to me.
Yeah. See, I feel like now.
That's like surfing the web.
But I feel like my explore page is now on my homepage now because of sending memes and shit all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I just get all the same stuff on the homepage now.
I just avoid the homepage.
Do you?
Yeah. Don't
you don't give anyone much love, do you?
It's not about. It's just I'm not an active social media user.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you never have been.
I never.
You had your Plenty of Fish Oasis active account back in the day, didn't you? The dating.
Never.
You didn't.
No. I had Tinder when you had Tinder.
Yeah, and you rated your profile. That was one app that you did thrash social media, wasn't it?
Back in the day, mate. Back in the day.
Back in the day. You had to have me write your profile to inject a bit of personality. No,
still confused. What do you do here? Hey,
just lighten up this profile a little bit.
No, I meant to swipe. I've got so many matches.
Oh, that's funny. I'm going to say IG Explore page. I don't use it, but I think it's hot because it's...
Get in there, man. Yeah. It's just the internet.
Yeah. You're saying hot, obviously. All right, next on the list, celibacy. So this
is... It's a weird thing to come straight off the back of.
Yeah.
Tinder. Is that what we're talking about?
IG Explore page.
Celibacy.
Yeah. So that's a dry spell. That's no sex, yeah.
So I'm being celibate.
I've had a few, what are those ones where you don't try or to have
forced celibacy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unintentional. Yeah. Just big droughts. Maybe I had a shit haircut or something for a while. Or was running the leopard pants or something. I don't know.
Leopard pants and tie-dye t-shirts. Not yeah. Really.
That'll give you a big dry spell.
It's not screaming, fuck me, is it? That's funny.
Oh, you think you're good, don't you?
Yeah.
What about you? What do you think people are just like, I'm not having anything? I feel like being sober and stuff and doing nothing.
I had how do you reckon you'd feel? I went celibate after we had Matilda.
Did you?
Unintentional.
Yeah.
Nah, it's just different.
Become a monk.
Become a monk.
Yeah, just think about things all day.
We're back on the train now.
Just cut it off.
We're back on the train. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, you reckon you're good, don't you? You reckon you're in fine form, don't you?
No, when you're trying to make baby number two, you have to have sex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just saying.
I was going to say you lost a lot of weight.
No, I don't know. That's all I got.
Been sweating lots? You'd be a big sweater, I reckon, wouldn't you?
All right.
In your bed, though, you've got the big wedding photo on the bed. I don't know why. Are you looking at yourself?
I'm not an American Psycho, mate. I'm not an American Psycho. I reckon celibacy.
You wish you had mirrors
like,
on the
if
roof.
If people like that, I just feel like it's a weird sometimes of like people go over. It's a bit like when people go sober and they like, I'm doing
straight
it.
Straight edge everything, yeah.
But like it's like over the top. Like my life, I'm documenting my everything now.
Which is nothing.
I'm celibate, so I'm telling you everything about how I'm feeling about it.
Like vegans and shit.
Yeah, it's like just do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You don't have to push it.
Yeah, that's just a message for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, whatever you're doing, no one cares. Is that what you're trying to say?
Hey, just
hey,
know,
good for you.
Just know if it doesn't pop up on my IG Explore page, I'm not watching it. So all that shit you're making for people in your feed and that, don't worry, I'm not even looking at it. Not even clicking it.
So what do you say? Not hot?
I would say not hot.
You're not hot. All right, good call. I agree. All right, next on the list, reporting neighbor for noise. What do you reckon?
Party poopers?
I feel like U&M could be very reporty. You're very reporty.
Neighbour across the I don't know which side lately, but he's been mowing his lawns really late.
Yeah, but you say late is like 5:30 at night.
Nah. He can go to eight, late thirty.
Daylight savings.
It's like last night he was doing it.
Is that legal?
Not after 8 o'clock. Not allowed to.
You know, trust me.
I googled that. So I was like, he's out there. I know that the house he's doing it. He's got kids. We've got kids next door. Kids in our house. Like there's families everywhere, right?
Yeah.
I feel like 8:20 at night to be doing your whippersnippering and your lawn mowing. Like that's too late. It's so fucking loud. He's doing it. I'm just thinking, I'm going to go out there and kill him.
Give me a reason.
He's trying to show up for you. He's waking Matilda up like.
You just sit in your house all angry. Oh, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall.
Yeah, stewing my own juices. Bro. Just
watch some Friends or something. Huh?
Yeah, it's
watch
different.
Some Seinfeld. Relax.
It mattered more when she was tinier.
Yeah.
Because like you could just set her off and there's no way she's going back to sleep. Whereas now she's a pretty good sleeper. Like she sleeps through the night.
Yeah.
Once she's in bed, she's a bit like a log. Like you're not really waking her back up.
Yeah.
But early doors, like, it did piss me off. So reporting neighbours for noise. I feel like, I don't know.
We used to make a bit of noise when we were living together and had some bonfire parties and that.
Yeah.
You'd hate that if people reported us in for noise.
For sure.
And now you're the one reporting.
How times change.
Yeah.
Well, you're a bit of a nosy neighbour, aren't you?
Nosy neighbour? Look, I know what's going on in my
life. Are you a nosy neighbour?
I'm a nosy neighbour.
Have you got your nose in other people's business? Is that what I'm asking you?
It's like, what is it, Home Improvement? Wilson.
Get your eyes over the fence. What's going on?
I'm looking. Look, I'll maybe inform you.
No, not yet. Let us in on anything that's going on here?
As it unfolds.
There's a situation, though. There's currently a situation where you are being a nosy neighbour.
It's not nosy.
It's being a concerned citizen.
Concerned and attentive. Yeah.
Nosy neighbor, concerned citizen. However you want.
As it unfolds, I'll keep you updated. But pretty crazy stuff.
Situation.
It's a situation.
How on a scale of 1 to 10, how urgent is it?
Yeah, it is pretty urgent. There's things in danger.
Shit.
It's pretty bad.
That's crazy.
It's pretty bad. So. Just going to have to deal with it as it comes. But as it unfolds, as I said before, I feel like I'm giving you the media answer.
Settle down, mate.
Huh? Well, I've got nothing to say yet.
The boys played well today.
Yeah.
Team effort.
Yeah.
We all did our best on defense, good stuff on offense, and we're back out there on the training deck, and we'll prepare for next week.
It's like my table tennis game. I'll just get it back. Huh? You can throw whatever you want at me. I'll just get it back. All right. What are we saying? Reporting neighbors for noise. You're going to say hot, obviously, because you do that.
No, I'm saying not hot. I've never reported anyone for noise. I just
want to kill them.
Yeah.
Instead of calling the cops, you'd rather just go over there and...
Murder
them. All right. Next on the list, flying with kids. Hot or not?
I haven't done much flying with Matilda.
You went to Byron, didn't you?
We went to Byron and she was still breastfeeding at the time and she's just turned one. So that was a hard slog. That was a hard holiday. Looking back, like we... It was relaxing because we were away somewhere, but...
Your environment stress.
Yeah, it was full on. Like, she was sleeping in our room. We had a one-bedroom place. It's not like we could really avoid her. We were like tiptoeing back into bed when she was there. Mm-hmm. She's still waking up through the night. On the plane, she was actually not too bad on the plane, but the whole back and forth.
Do you get worried with other people on the plane though? That if she's screaming and that, would you just be like, oh my God?
I'd be conscious of that.
Does that stress you out?
That stuff.
More than anything, it's like annoying other people.
Yeah, just being the center of attention.
Yeah, and then when you've got people
behind
you.
I don't have the tie-dye shirt on and the leopard pants, mate.
Yeah, you just want
to... And the screaming child.
Yeah. Hey, that's my kid. My kid.
You'd be like that. I want it to cry. Huh?
No, that shit stresses me out too. I feel like I'm more worried about other people than my actual kid, I reckon. That's what I'll be like, I reckon.
This candle's doing a good job, isn't it?
It's good.
No one can see it, but it's been burning for ages.
Yeah.
It smells nice. Your mum made this.
You made it with her bare hands.
Bare hands.
All right. Flying with kids, I'm going to say it's the worst when you get on and then there's a kid in front of you or something and you just know you're in for a fucking hell.
Yeah.
That's pretty hard.
Harsh.
That's hardcore, I reckon. You pay so much to go somewhere and all of a sudden you're getting screamed at. It's not your kid. Do you yell at it?
What do you need to do? What would you like them to do?
No, I don't know. That's what I mean. You're just in
a hard spot.
There's no outcome. You say something like that bloke when he's tried to smash your fucking... luggage in the thing.
I still think about that every now and again.
Oi, oi, oi. Hey. I've never seen you just like, are we going to fight here on a plane?
You were pretty happy though because it was a testosterone throw off, me v him. And
yeah.
I won, didn't I?
I don't know. You're in the fetal position in your chair.
I wasn't. You know, I wasn't.
Do you reckon he shit himself? He's sitting there with his family, and we got two of us going.
He didn't look up at the end, did he?
No, after he smashed you. But I'm going to say flying with kids, not hot. All right, next on the list, collecting bottles and cans. So
what's going on with this?
Yeah, so my old man, he's been collecting bottles and cans and sending them back in and getting 10 cents for
I like that.
Yeah.
I thought you meant he was collecting them as like...
Not just to keep them.
Yeah, like, a real... Well, he's got some weird tendencies.
He's a weirdo. He's a weirdo. Don't worry about
that. You and him.
Yeah, very weird.
Cut from the same cloth.
No, I feel like I'm very put together compared to him. He's a strange unit.
You got some weird tendencies behind the golf ball on the tee box.
Just in life, but...
Yeah, there's a bit of a...
He reckons you can make $84 or whatever a week by just collecting your own crap.
Yeah?
And I just go, I just don't want a bag of trash.
$84
a week.
How many cans is he collecting? Isn't it 10 cents a can?
It's 10 cents a can, yeah.
840 cans.
That's what he said he got.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he's going through people's bins.
Yeah?
Hey, can we get a watch on Ashley Bradford in Jacana? Is he going through people's bins?
He's the Jacana Vinja.
He's like you on the golf course, mate. You're like a Dyson vacuum, sucking up every ball, broken tees are in your pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
You are a Dyson, aren't you?
It's not that.
I feel like you and him are very similar in that sense.
It's not that sexy, is it?
He's taking things from the ground.
Yeah.
Hey, why are you picking up people's trash?
I just feel like I don't need to get tees. There's tees on every tee box.
Oh, you're just... It's fucking hard to watch, I reckon.
Yeah, and especially when I'm beating you by 13 shots. Well,
especially when you're fucking barefoot, huh?
Barefoot,
yeah.
Picking up tees.
Oh.
Winning golf.
That was fucking disgusting.
It's hard to watch, isn't it?
It was hard to watch.
Hard to lose to.
You didn't even know that I was even stuck in the mud. You're so focused on your own game. I actually got ankle deep in mud, shoes came off, in some trouble.
Yeah.
And I look over and you guys are just looking at your own ball. I'm like, surely this is over.
I see you clapping your shoes together. I was like, he's gone in the mud here. He's gone in the swamp. And you were covered. And like, you're rubbing sand on yourself or something. I don't know what you were doing at one point.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a weird choice.
Oh, it was so wet, bro. Sludgy. I was just like, had to dry it. It was just.
Yeah, you're rubbing the sand that like the divot sand, trying to take the moisture out of the mud. And you stunk for the last, what?
Oh. Seven holes.
Seven, eight holes. And
yeah, I actually smelled like shit. Like
it was funny because you were so angry. And
it's hard to play good golf.
I looked at you and after it just happened, you'd obviously wiped your face when you'd fallen in and you had a bunch of mud on your teeth, on your front teeth.
No, that's just plaque.
On your front teeth. And I was like, he's got his shoes off. He's got mud down both his legs. It's all over his hands. He stinks.
People up our ass.
Should I tell him he's got mud in his teeth? I was like, yeah, I can't because I can't look at him for the rest of the day if he's got mud in his teeth.
But
so I told you.
It was hard times. I smelled like shit and I put the...
And you played like shit too. All right, move on. What's next on the list?
Next on the list, last on the list, saying read that again. So this is from Shelley and she thinks there's a lot of people, and I have seen it, people like making a point in a post and saying like, read that again, like let that sink in type of thing. I hate that.
I think it's weird.
Yeah.
It's like if I'm reading your caption, like you already, it's hard enough to get me to read it.
Well, make me. That's your job.
Yeah.
Don't say read that again. Make it captivating.
I'm on the explore page, bro. Yeah. I'm not on the homepage. So if you got me on the homepage and you're telling me to do something, I'm not coming back.
What if someone said that into an email, read that again? Or what about like as per last email?
Very different. Very different. Read that again is trying to be like, it's
a bit of authority behind it.
It's trying to be a bit edgy or something. I don't know.
You
know, I reckon
like
it's not hot.
Nah.
Do you like it?
No, I don't. If someone told me to read that again, I won't be reading that again. But they'll live in my head for about 3 or 4 years because I'll be like, fuck these, boy. They tell me to read that.
Do you like? I just like how we're very quick to be like, well, that's it. They're dead. They're off the list.
Yeah.
They said read that again. They just tried something different in their copywriting and they've lost us.
It's like debuting new words. Yeah. You know, sometimes you lose people, sometimes you gain. High risk, high reward, you know.
So I'm going to say this is don't try this at home.
No, don't. Because Robbie will get upset. Shelley will get upset. She hates it.
I don't. I'm sort of not really. I'm trying to be opinionated on this too, but I haven't actually seen it.
Yeah. You haven't seen that in...
But if I see it now, it pops up, I'm going to be consciously aware to look for it.
Someone's making a statement in a statement and then they're
like
saying,
a lot
read
of,
that again.
Personal online fitness trainer courses sellers would be doing this.
Yeah, read that again. Let that sink in.
Let that sink in. Yeah. You need to get up and go to the gym and work out.
I actually do, though. I'm just waiting for the day where Elon Musk just invents some pill and you just take that and you're at optimum health and you're at peak performance. 30's, that's gonna 30's
happen. Are weird, man. I'm off it a little bit.
Are you? Just how the, old do you want to be?
Just the extent of how like everyone's just so into their things and they're like, it's just weird hobbies. Like we've got golf at the moment. I get it.
Mm.
But like people will just go obsessive into the, like these run clubs.
What, working on themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very lost. People are very lost. I'm lost.
Mm.
What's life even? What's the
purpose? Oh, look at you. You're bagging me when I come to the table with all these deep questions and now you're trying to guide us there.
What's the meaning of
Sherpa,
life?
Sherpa.
What's the meaning of life?
What is the meaning of life?
What is life? Yeah, it's all right.
We were born to podcast.
Can I tell you something that I've been doing this week?
What?
I've been up watching the sunrise every day. Oh, spending like maybe like 10, 15 minutes having my coffee outside as the sun pops up.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. Self-development, weirdo.
It's not even self-development. It's just
it is because you're reflecting in that.
Nah.
So you don't journal, but you look at the sunsets.
Because Tilly's up so early now in the morning.
Just own it.
We like to go outside and we like to check if the moon's still up.
Yeah.
So we go outside and we want to look, oh, there's some stars, the moon's up. And then it just gives us an activity
that's
to
your,
do.
That's your version
it's
of journaling.
It's an activity to do now that we wait and she goes, oh, cool, so it's sun's up yet, sun's up. And so we she loves it. So we do it every day.
You're up at 4:30, so
you're up early enough to see.
You know, you're having breakfast at 5.
Clocks go back soon. Daylight savings is about to be done. Right,
that always fucks me with like timing and stuff like that. Even with like promoting episodes, like is it AEDT now or AEST? What is it?
Standard time, not daylight savings time.
It's not daylight anymore?
No, it is today, but it won't be soon.
When? End of this month?
Yeah, a few weeks, yeah.
I've got no idea. Anyway.
Losing the sun. Sun's gone.
Yeah, it's been a good episode. It's been a big day recording. I always love it. I feel like I get all my energy out. People go to the gym, we podcast, you know?
Is that right?
I think so. But if you like this podcast, tell a friend. You love that, don't you? Just tell someone.
Tell someone. Let them know. Send it. Hit that share button on Instagram and or whatever, however you listen to it. It's not hard to hit the share button. It gives you 400 different options of where you'd like to share it.
Hey, fucking love
share
this
it in Slack. Share it via email. Share it via copy this link to clipboard. You
MS
know?
Teams or whatever.
Just hit that share button. Send it out. Big guest coming on Monday too.
Yeah, it's good.